Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm down in Ponte Vedra, Florida, and I'm with Dave Giesling and Jay Smith with the FEI Group. Some people know as Floor Expo. Dave, you're CEO, and Jay, you're president. You guys doing okay?
We're doing fantastic. It's great to have you here.
Absolutely.
Well, it's good to be here. This is your 21st meeting. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard to believe. I don't think any of us imagined launching our 21st annual national conference back when we first started, but it's been a heck of a ride.
Uh-huh. And so let me just ground this real quick. You guys are an organization of contractors that focus on the builder market.
Well, that's part of it. The flooring component, there are two pieces. We call it all residential flooring contractors, but there's a focus on the single family new home construction arena, and then there's a focus on the relay business primarily in the multifamily arena.
Mm-hmm. So how's business been so far this year?
This has been great. What, Jay? A few years
now.
Yeah,
it's been a good run for sure. Builder been a little more mixed this year than in recent past, but builder confidence we saw came out yesterday is up to 71, which is positive. And the numbers are good overall, about 1.3 million, which is a good run rate for single and multi in terms of starts. So business is healthy on both sides.
Yeah. But, you know, when I talk to the supply base, you know, I'm not getting the same message. I mean, they say, yeah, LVT is good.
Yeah.
Everything else is down. So the reason I guess business is good for you guys is because you've got the kings of the business, right?
I certainly hope that's the case, and we think that they gain market share in moments like this. But I mentioned that it had been up and down. There have been some markets that it's been a little bit choppy, and certainly the product mix has been under pressure with LVP growing and nothing else really growing. And there's a tremendous margin pressure in the business as well right now. So it's a tough business, but the fundamentals continue to be solid. And I think they'll continue to be solid going into next year as well.
All right, so you guys started in flooring. You got into the kitchen and bath, the cabinets, that business.
Yep.
And now at this meeting, you're announcing yet another segment that you're focused on, right?
We are. We're moving into the outside of the house, and we're starting this in the roofing arena. We brought 10, or I guess we're approaching maybe a dozen good, solid founding members, large contractors with a good footprint in a variety of markets across the country. It's going to take some time to put that together, but we've started with a great group of people, and we're looking forward to it. And the move from there naturally will be from roofing to siding, gutters and drains, maybe windows, things of that nature. But we're excited about that.
What does that do to you? You talk about the number of locations now. You've got, over 600 locations?
Was it 654, I think, Jay?
It's 654. We have become quite large, but we've always been about the quality of our membership, and I would put the quality of the Floor Expo membership is really right up there. We have unbelievably fine businesses and wonderful people, but we do believe at the FEI Group in growth. We said that our 20th year, we said we'd continue to have our foot on the gas, and I'm real happy to be able to say a year later, we've added over $900 million in top-line member sales since this time last year.
That's incremental growth.
That's incremental growth from new members to our organization, and it's the right kind of members. So that's important. We know how tough labor is in the U.S. economy right now. We want to be very important in the construction market for quality, professional craftsmanship inside and outside in residential construction.
Mm-hmm. If you just looked at the flooring locations, got any idea on what that would be?
Yeah, it'd be about 620 total locations, and the top line, $900 million I mentioned, is flooring and cabinetry. Of that, two-thirds of that would be flooring.
All right. And you've got some new members just in flooring this year, right?
Absolutely, quite a few. We have some wonderful new players that have joined the club since last year.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things you do, I mean, you guys, every year you introduce new things. I don't know where you get all this creative energy, but you talked about CLIMB. Tell us what CLIMB is.
CLIMB is the FEI Group Leadership Development Program, and it is based on a very simple premise, is that our members are busy doing what they do to be successful, and we wanted to run a program where high potential employees could come to Atlanta, in this case, for 3 days and enjoy a very robust, broad spectrum of outside speakers looking at educational foundations in the areas of financial management, in the areas of presentation capability, in the areas of sales, dealing with people, management, and action planning, ultimately, so they could go back and move their businesses forward. And we rolled that out in May. We had quite a number of people come in, and the reviews were, I'm happy to say, were excellent on that program.
So that was the emerging young group.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah.
And Ken Jackson actually spoke.
Ken's been a friend of the group for a long time, and he's really gone above and beyond helping our members understand how they benchmark against the industry and identifying areas where they can improve. But what he did with Climb was more so in the arena of getting these folks that are up-and-comers in the organization who may be focused on smaller tasks to understand what is a balance sheet, how does an income statement work, what are some key benchmarks to explore, and he did a terrific job of that.
Tell me what the spine of this organization is. I mean, your core competency, you know, what the essence of what you do.
We're in the business of assimilating and managing and coordinating high performing entrepreneurs that own very large businesses and market dominant positions and these sorts of things. So some of what we do in flooring obviously applies. We've learned to the cabinet arena, kitchen and bath. We're learning this already in roofing. Any arena in trade contracting where you have a custom intensive installation that requires a labor component and an effective management and motivation of that labor component generates all sorts of things that we can do. So you have a plethora of business programs and things of that nature. We get into insurance and waste management and office supplies. But then there are also a lot of things that we can do, not in exactly the same way by channel, but using similar methodologies to identify solid benchmarking and best practices and figure out how to execute those different missed opportunities at the local level based on what the membership does in the aggregate. It goes on the procurement side. You know, we're interested in finding ways to add value to the entire industry chain. This starts with manufacturing, goes all the way down through to the end user. It's a long list, but that's the essence of what we're trying to accomplish for sure.
And every year you have a key message. I mean, you brought the coin one time that's the plus sign, that positive attitude. This year you've got another one. Tell us what the key message is.
It was really Jay's idea, and the reason he came up with it, he started off with unemployment. Unemployment's so low. People are so valuable right now. Are you doing simple things like saying thank you, right?
Deloitte did a study, and it asked managers, what's the most important success factor to your business? 84% answered that Deloitte study by saying an engaged, motivated workforce. It's a feel-good thing, attitude of gratitude, right? But it's science-based in that if the managers say that, okay, how do you get that? One of the key ways is you look at what employees want. And there's other studies that have been looked at the employees and what they say they want. They want to be on a successful company. They want to be on the right team. It's number one. The number two thing they want is to be made to feel appreciated. That's the number two thing, survey-based thing employees want. So where the leaders of our fine companies who are great business people, it's a nice message to be able to deliver to them a very fundamental deal about how your vibe attracts your tribe. And that's what it's just a reminder for many of them, of course, but it's scientific and it works.
All right, we're about out of time. Let's real quick talk about this meeting. How many people are here?
We have about 575 total people at this meeting.
Mm-hmm. And the member count now?
Member count is 50. Roughly 50-50 across both groups.
Say 50-50, you're talking about in the flooring business.
Yes.
I know we got another day and a half here, and then you've got some fun going out and playing. But what are your programs tomorrow you're excited about?
We have a lot of things we're excited about tomorrow. We're going to kick off with the Motivated Brain. The science-based program is looking at how are we motivated in today's society so that we can go back and take the good ideas that are going to come here and actually get something done. That's how we're going to kick off. We have a management program called Dealing with Difficult People, which we all, you're chuckling, we all can use a brush up on that. One I'm super excited about, and this is very granular, is the Big Rocks Financial Program. Is an amazing program we rolled out in San Diego, and it condenses the key financial metrics for our members and allows them to compare themselves across, which we think is the best data set, which is the FEI group members, to see where they're strong and where they can use some work.
All right, guys, it's great to be with you. It's glad to hear the business is doing well. Again, we're with Dave Giesling, the CEO, and Jay Smith, the president of the FEI group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.